You should not drink and bake.
You're listening to Arnold Radio News, your weekly dose of what is best in life. And now, two guys who never drink and bake, the Gillinator and Brandon Crumb.
Yes, I'm bringing my toys back from the carpet.
Yeah, it's good. You got a lot of new toys now.
Oh, of course.
New toys
new year.
For Christmas.
How do you do it?
New year, new toys, new everything. That's good.
Yeah. And that's how you do it.
New Arnold Radio News, which is the best. Right.
Of course. And we're back and better than ever.
The best.
I mean, you know, we had a great holiday episode, of course.
It was. And, it was very, very. Yeah, I liked it. It was very fun. It was warm and,
yeah.
And heartwarming and entertaining and, yes, all those things.
Yes, exactly. And we'll try to combine all those in future episodes, of course, but maybe not all the time at the same time.
Right.
Yeah. A little heart here, a little action there. It'll be perfect.
Yes, sprinkle a little of this and a little of that. Okay, so we're back, of course. Brandon and I are here, and we're here to talk some Arnold news. So kind of catch up with what's been going on. Of course, you know, the holidays, so it there weren't as many things happening other than, you know, celebrations and stuff like that. But we did get some new stuff to talk about, dealing with, of course, the number one thing we're looking forward to in 2015, Terminator Genesis.
Oh, of course. Yeah, Terminator Genesis and zombies.
Yes.
You know, you got to get excited about that. This is going to be the year for the Schwarzenegger fans, I feel.
Right. I think so. Even more so.
I mean, exactly. We just
it's always
so many,
a year for Schwarzenegger.
Projects coming up.
But yeah, this is definitely going to be a hot one with you know, new Terminator movie and a big, you know, a big summer release, which is you know, Arnold's movies that other than Expendables, which have been like late summer usually, Arnold's own movies haven't been coming out in the summertime. It's been more like early year, late, you know, fall, that kind of thing. So this will be, you know, blockbuster territory, ready to come back in a big way.
Oh yeah,
that's good.
And this is a huge year for the kind of the comeback from the sort of the 80s and 90s sequels. You know what I mean? It's you got Jurassic World and
yep.
Terminator. Mm-hmm. All these great, you know, great franchises are coming back. Star Wars.
Yeah,
you know, so there's a lot of films, and I'm so glad that Terminator is going to be one of those, you know, those great franchises that get to return.
I am very glad too. Yes, it's going to be fun. So let's catch up on what we heard about Terminator. So we, of course, you know, before the holidays and everything, we talked extensively about the trailer that came out, and I think we all loved, you know, what we saw in the trailer, pretty much. It's, you know, very...
Oh, yeah.
Gets us pumped for it. So someone then came out with a what they call the Paradox Edition of the Genesis trailer. And it's kind of, you know, it's kind of a parody. And
yeah,
they do
for sure.
Kind of, you know, they do their own voiceover and stuff over the existing footage that we've seen. But it's done, I think, lovingly and very, it's very funny because they talk about the multiple timelines and all these paradoxes that, enshrine the, you know, the Terminator, universe.
Yeah.
And how messy it's kind of gotten if you take into account all of the movies, who some,
right.
You know, some of them go off different ways and, you know, they're different timelines. And so they're trying to do more time travel stuff with this one. And, so this kind of plays that up. And it's done, incidentally by Oral Knots, who, if you remember, we've listened to, some of their work before. They did, the video about Arnold's kill count that was pretty entertaining as well, where they strung together, you know, each kill from every Arnold movie up to a certain point. And
That was those guys, huh?
Yep, same guys. So I think they're definite Arnold fans, and so I think it, and they've gotten some popularity with this one as well. So I thought let's just play it right now and listen to it.
I look at each of you, and I see a lot of confusion about how we got here. We all knew the day would come when I would send a man back in time to stop a Terminator from killing my mother, Sarah Connor. That day is today. Last week, Skynet sent back a more advanced Terminator to kill me 10 years after I was born. That's why I sent back a less advanced Terminator to stop that one, who not only succeeded, but stopped Judgment Day and became my friend. Prompting Skynet to send back an even more powerful Terminator than the previous Terminators, which I dealt with this morning by sending back an even less advanced Terminator, causing a different Judgment Day. None of this changes the fact that I still need to send someone back to impregnate my mother in order for me to be standing here right now, which I am. So I guess it worked. I'm gonna be really honest with you. This is awkward. I wish we could send you back with pants, but the technology just isn't there yet. As soon as you hit the ground, you're gonna wanna find some pants. I know you can do it, because you already did it.
This is all wrong. Where's the past of the future?
In your past, they sent a Terminator to kill me. I know, but John keeps sending Terminators.
What?
He's lost his mind.
I've been waiting for you.
None of this is making any sense. How do I still exist?
You don't.
What? But when do I get to become John's dad?
Dude, stop trying to have sex with me. Run!
I'll be back.
What?
Go.
Oh, I love it.
That's good. I think it's very well done.
Yeah, I especially love at the end there where they cut in a piece of the sixth day.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Two Arnolds hanging off the helicopter, right. Explosions. I mean, it's just so perfectly cut in, you know, yeah. But it's hilarious at the same time.
Right, because that's the last movie that there were two Arnolds in.
I guess that's true. Yeah, that's great.
A kind of a similar thing this time, except it'll be, you know, young and old this time. But so that was the Terminator Genesis trailer Paradox Edition by Oral Knots.
You guys should definitely check it out.
Yeah, I'll put the link online up there on the show notes, and so you can watch it, because you got to get the visuals going along with the voices and stuff. I like the John Connor speech that he gives at the beginning, and it's done in this very serious tone and everything, just like the movie.
Yeah, even the voice they put on was fairly close.
It seems very good.
Kind of, at least has like that same tone there,
right? And just the serious, where he says the lines like, "I wish we could send you back with pants, but the technology is not there yet."
And the whole "this is awkward" and all that, you know, this is great. Yeah. And I also like the part where he's like, I'm still here, so I guess it worked.
I guess it worked.
You know, and like, you know, it's little things like that I thought were pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah. So definitely, you know, pokes fun at the confusing timelines and paradox of the Terminator world.
Right.
Which is good.
But it's done in a, you know, kind of a not a bad way, though. You know, it's still kind of.
Yeah, exactly. Shows like these guys
have love for the franchise.
Yeah, these guys are definitely excited to see it, just like we are, I think. But you can still, you know, have fun with it. Like Arnold, you know, Arnold pokes fun at himself a lot of the times, and it's the same kind of idea. So yeah, so check that one out. That's a bit of fun. Then there's some actual Genesis news also came out. We got a new image of the T-800 endoskeleton. I believe it
was... We got a little bit of a look of like kind of like the chest area and all that.
Yeah, it's like the upper torso.
Right.
It's the endo standing in front of like these walls or barracks or something that we've
kind of like a reddish background.
We've seen those before. Yeah. Yeah. It's like the outdoor location that they've used there. And I think
there's also a picture of the full thing. Where I forget exactly, I'm trying to look for it right now.
Okay.
But you can see like the entire body where like, even like the legs have been modified and like the hip, area of that has, but you know, it's all just a little bit sleeker,
okay,
than the original. I'm trying to find the picture here.
I've seen. It's hard to find the original because they say USA Today is the one that published this, but then it's hard to find the original USA Today article.
Yeah,
which is funny.
Yeah,
but
but the image is everywhere.
Yeah, the image is. It's been repeated. But yeah, it looks cool. You know, it looks like a, you know, like one article points out, it's kind of more in line with the style of the, you know, first couple movies.
Right.
Just a little refined, a little, you know, like they said previously, it's kind of like the chest plate kind of resembles the Cyberdyne Systems logo and.
Right.
But other than that, it's, you know, it's pretty much what you expect from the T-800 endoskeleton, which is good. Looks very nice.
Yeah, it definitely does not disappoint, you know, and it's mm-hmm. You know, and also if for collectors, you know, we do kind of want variations in a way.
Right.
You know, so we can say, "Oh no, that's the Terminator Genesis." You know, endo
yes,
next
yes.
to the T2 endo, you know, so it's
right. You gotta tell.
Sometimes it's nice to have a little bit of a difference there.
They have the little distinctions because, you know, and you know, they're explainable because of all these multiple timelines. So in one timeline,
right, yeah.
They designed the chassis a little different because right, of, you yeah. know, the butterfly effect or whatever. So, you know, someone had a slightly different idea when they put these together. So, yeah, so you can have all these different versions, and it's all good. So, yeah, that's kind of cool to get another small little dose, you know, leaked out. I think this was a on-purpose leak that they gave this to USA Today and said, okay, you can put this out, and something a little over the holidays. So that was good.
I'll take it.
Yes, we will take anything we can get. And then we just put up an article about these new collectibles that will be coming out. And you know, our man Randy Jennings got the scoop on this by talking to the guy that works at Chronicle, is the company that's making them. And they've done good stuff before. They've
got RoboCop and Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all sorts of great stuff.
Yeah, and some Terminator stuff they've done before too, from T2 3D, I believe.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. And also, I think they have a Phil Tippett, who is the I think the kind of the prop animator for the Jurassic Park films.
Oh, okay.
He also does some design work and for toys or models that they have there.
Right.
So that's pretty fantastic as well. You know.
Yeah.
If you're into that kind of stuff.
Yeah, definitely. So very talented people putting these together. We don't have any actual images of them yet. It's a little too early for that. But they've made the announcement that they will be coming out with these to go with the movie. And there will be some good stuff. And it's not just going to be endoskeletons. We'll get some actual Arnold images, you know. They confirmed that there will be Schwarzenegger, collectibles for Terminator Genesis. So that is good.
Yeah, that's amazing. I think it even says we'll have several Arnold pieces we'll be doing from figures to 1-to-1 scale. So that's pretty amazing.
Right, exactly. So life-size Arnold figures, which is pretty crazy. I can only imagine the cost of something like that, but
that would be quite
the item to have. It's basically what you see in all the old Planet Hollywoods when they had the Terminator in the case at the entrance at most places.
So that's like the reason I go there.
Yeah, exactly. The life-size Arnold Terminator. Can't wait to see what those look like. Those would be cool.
Stay tuned.
Yes, stay tuned. We'll stay on top of that and get it. But as far as I know, we're the first to report that story. So that's a nice exclusive. For the Arnold
fans. Oh, Randy's amazing at getting those exclusives, you know.
He is.
So.
He's the man.
So. He probably has something cooking right now. We don't even know.
I know. You just never know. It's like things are quiet for a while. It's like, wonder what Randy's up to. And then he'll come out with something like this or these, these great interviews like the Jingle one and everything. So, yes. So that's good.
Keep them coming.
New collectibles. Let's see, anything else Terminator? I think that may be all the Terminator related stuff.
I think so.
Do nothing else on that front. But there was some other stuff that came out. Arnold himself, of course, was kept busy, during the holiday season. Doing a lot of charity stuff. He was at the toy drives and stuff, for like Salvation Army and, he and his good buddy, Joe Manganiello, were making the rounds. So giving back to the community and all that.
That's fantastic.
They were posting on Arnold's Twitter feed on a couple of those things. So that's always good. Let's see. Just looking at. Just see what Arnold's tweeted about lately. We did have, he did announce there was a, one of his friends, from Austria, Werner Kopaka, passed away, a couple days ago. And I guess he was a journalist, like he was a reporter that, probably interviewed and spoke with Arnold several times. And so he's a good guy. I don't know much about him myself, but Arnold mentioned that when he passed away. He said, truly saddened by the loss of a great friend. Werner Kopaka was a fantastic journalist, husband, and father. My thoughts are with his family. So that happened. And then Arnold mentioned about the terrorist attack that happened in France just in the like a couple days ago. that he is subscribing to the magazine, because if you haven't heard about this thing, it was like there was this terrorist group that shot up a bunch of these magazine editors and a couple of police in France, because they were this publication that's like a satire publication. I imagine something like The Onion or Mad Magazine and some other things like that. But they upset this terrorist group, and so they actually killed a bunch of people there, which is horrible. It's just
sad.
The worst thing you can imagine. But the magazine has announced that they are going to continue, putting out issues. They're not going to, change anything because of what happened. So Arnold is encouraging everyone to click the link to subscribe to this magazine and help support them. It's called Charlie Hebdo. Charlie Hebdo is the magazine. And
I think it is in French.
It is French, yes. So if you don't speak French, you probably won't understand it. But I think he's just saying, if you just want to find a way to support them. It is a pricey subscription too. It's $186
for a year. That is for 52 issues for 12 months.
Yeah, it comes out weekly, so it's
Yes. So, that's $358 an issue.
Exactly. So it's it's a fair price. So if you can, support them, because that's just horrible, but they should not be afraid of of publishing. It's satire. It's supposed to kind of poke fun at things in the world, make people laugh. It's like, why would you, but because they, publish some things that are religious in nature sometimes, and it upset this group. But you can't give, you can't give in to people like that, because it's just insane.
No, exactly.
So
that's it's even worse than the Sony hacking.
I know. Yeah, there's the Sony thing, the North Korean group that didn't care for that movie, but
it got released anyway.
God bless it.
America.
Yes. Yeah. Thankfully, they came to their senses and were like, come on.
Right. But, on Christmas Day too, so that's great.
Right. I think it did fairly well. I think it was making some money.
It may change the way movies are released from now on, but
yeah,
probably. Well, who knows? You never know.
We'll see. The studios are always kind of a little slow on the uptake for digital release and stuff like that. But so kind of some bad news there. We'll get past the downers and get to some more good stuff. Let's see. So, there was a new article on Schwarzenegger.com that was a much more, uplifting one. This is about, he has different writers, do these kind of guest editorial things that are often very good, and a lot of people in the fitness world. So this one is by Rob Sulaver, I think, something like that. I don't know how his name is said, but
Sulaver.
It's titled "Perfectionism: When Beautiful Isn't Beautiful Enough," and it's just kind of talking about, because it's the time of year when everyone makes resolutions of, they're gonna be more fit, they're gonna get, gonna lose so much weight this year, and how there can be a bad cycle of trying to, live up to that and then not achieving those goals, and then you basically stop trusting yourself to do it when you say you know, okay, I'm gonna do this. And then, you know, and it slips further and further each year. It's like, and then eventually you kind of, you know, give up or say that you're not going to try anymore. But the idea is, you know, you need to have that trust in yourself to do something that's basically say, you know, you tell yourself, okay, I said, you know, I'm going to do it. So now I'm going to do it. And there's just no question about it. And I think part of that is making goals realistic that you can, you know, that you start small, and then once you can achieve the small goal, then you go to the next step. And so you have like these kind of smaller goals on the way to a bigger one. And then, and that gives you those achievements that you kind of build up confidence that way that, okay, I said I would do this and it did. And you have to remember that you're not always going to succeed right away. So you could fail, you know, and but you just have to get back up and keep going.
Right. Exactly. So, it's kind of like, the line, I'll be back. That, you know,
yeah, exactly.
Line from the Terminator series.
Yeah, it definitely feeds into that whole mindset of, you know, yeah, you have to come back and keep going and do more.
Exactly.
One of his lines here is, if we say we're going to do something and we constantly deliver, we come to think of ourselves as a winner. So I wanted to, and I did. So it's goal setting and goal achieving cycle is what you want to have, of course.
That's fantastic.
And that defines, you know, who you are. It says, he quotes Arnold in here. He said, failure is not an option. Everyone has to succeed. And that just, you know, that shows you that was certainly Arnold's mindset in that he just, he always knew, like, okay, this is how my life is going to be. This is what I'm going to achieve. You know, bodybuilding, boom, best bodybuilder, you know, movie career, I'm going to be a famous star. And, you know, he just did that. Governor, I'm going to be governor. There was just no doubt in his mind. And it shows.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Shows what that attitude can do, just taking to that, you know, small steps at first and then, you know, bigger steps as you get there. So that was definitely a good message. And he kind of talks about too how it's like the people's body image is bad, and that everyone, there's basically no one that is happy with the way their body looks. Like, even, you know, people you would think, well, there's, you know, that supermodel, you know, or these famous actresses like Scarlett Johansson, they have to be, you know, happy because their bodies are perfect. But if you ask them, you know, they're still like, no, I don't like the way I look. And, you know, it's okay, but there's this, you know, these things that I wish were better and that kind of thing. So everyone kind of has this idea that you can always improve, you know.
Which you can, but you have to be realistic about it.
Yes.
And take things slow for it to stick. You know, that's the thing, I think.
Right.
That you got to remember is that it's not going to be overnight. You do have to continue and push and grind.
Right.
You know, but and when you get those results, that's the payoff. The payoff is so worth it. And more.
Right, right.
You know, and the longer and healthier life is so amazing.
Yep. And he makes the point that it's not being the best necessarily, but it's moving in the right direction. He says, you know, it's the direction that matters most. We need to make progress, and we should make progress. And even though, you know, that you might slip sometimes and, you know, you put on some pounds when you don't want to of, you know, the fat, but, you know, put on the fat pounds instead of muscle pounds.
right, yeah.
But it's just, you know, everyone's trying to lose weight, look better. But, you know, it's you have to be happy, you know, with how – you have to be happy with yourself. Like, yeah, there's this image that, you know, everyone, you know, has to look perfect. And, you know, of course, these unrealistic images that are sometimes created in the media of – you know, because everyone's photoshopped, you know, in the magazines and this kind of thing. So, so there's, you know, there's that problem that you can't possibly live up to the images that are out there. But you just have to, you know, you have to look at where you are, take an assessment, and say, you know, make these realistic small goals, and you know, just hack away at them, and then, you know, see the small improvements, and they eventually add up to a big improvement. And, you know, even if you don't see outward appearance changes right away, being fit is also how you feel on the inside, and just being healthier and able to do things, you know, do more activity and feel better about yourself. So that's an important thing too. Said it's not always just outward appearance you want to be concerned with. So
right.
So there you are. So that's a good article to read though. Go to schwarzenegger.com and I'll put the link up for that as well. But good one to look at in for 2015 as you set goals and make, you know, resolutions like everyone likes to do. Do you have any resolutions, Brandon?
Oh, you know, you always have one or two. my big one is I really want to finish Arnold's Army.
Ah.
That's kind of my goal for this year.
Yeah, that would be good.
I'm looking at the releasing a kind of a teaser trailer sizzle reel here soon. So,
all right,
that's fans exciting. Should be on the lookout.
This is, of course, Arnold's Army. If you know the listeners aren't familiar, is Brandon's documentary that has been in the making for several years now. It's been
that's true.
You know, we've been. You've been shooting all kinds of things. Like whenever there was, you know, an Arnold event,
right? We were there. We're capturing.
We would. It would be.
So this will be a great opportunity for,
yeah,
you know, fans to kind of be into this world. You know, when I was starting out,
mm-hmm.
I always dreamed. But what was the Arnold Classic like?
Right.
You know what? What is if we, when you go to LA? What? What's it like to go to these filming locations?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. You know, I hope this film will kind of give a lot of these fans the opportunity to go into that world.
Right. It's kind of like, you know, yeah, in the eyes of us as the, you know, the Arnold fans that are crazy and go to all these things and
right.
Take it all in. Be able to
and of
see
course, there's also a book out there,
right?
By Randy Jennings, you know.
Yep, Randy's book, Arnold's Army.
So just like Pumping Iron, which has a book as well. You know, the Army has a book, so you got to check that out.
Yes, it's a multimedia release. this part is just taking a long time because it's
right
gestating for a while. You know, because one thing, you know, part of it is there's always like a cooler Arnold event coming up that you want to, you know, capture too. So.
Right.
So it's
right, exactly. You know, he's coming to New York for a premiere, and I go to LA for premieres. It's just like,
right.
You know, when do you want to have a cutoff of the story?
And I was trying. You know, it'd be great to go to Austria, of course, and capture Arnold's
right.
hometown. Near Graz, Austria.
Hopefully we can get some funding around for that, and that'd be amazing to have, you know, the guys go over there, all of us.
Yep.
And take a look at that world.
Yeah, because that's totally different, like, than, you know, the classic or Hollywood premieres and stuff. It's like just this peaceful, serene, you know, little, idyllic town in Austria. That's this tiny town.
Right.
Hasn't really changed much since Arnold was a kid there. And because I've been there before personally, and I've checked out. It was before they had kind of more of the touristy stuff.
Right. Now there's an Arnold Museum.
Right.
His house and stuff.
Right. They've done the museum. They've added some stuff. They did have.
Were you able to go inside?
I did not go inside the house because at the time it was privately owned, and they didn't look like the people who were around at that time.
So there is a reason for you to go back.
Oh yes, absolutely. I would absolutely love to go inside Arnold's house and see all the stuff they have there from his childhood and different periods of his life.
That sounds amazing.
That is cool. No, when I went, there was they did have the Schwarzenegger Wanderweg, I think, or something like that. It was the trail that kind of just took you through the town and around different areas of the town, and then there would be these plaques that would talk about different, parts of Arnold's life, his story, and then
it's kind of like at the lake where he proposed, things like that.
Right. Yep. The lake. Yeah. The Taller Sea Lake there, and the buildings, like is his house, of course, and as well as the school he went to.
Wow.
The church his family went to and that kind of thing. So it was very cool. And I actually did get some, of my own footage when I was there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I should show that to you sometime.
I would love that. That'd be fantastic.
It was pretty good. I had a lot of fun while I was there, but it was really just this peaceful place, and it's like, it's really brings you back to when, this is where it all started. Like this little boy, Arnold Schwarzenegger, little boy with a big name, started his ambitions. He had that glimmer in his eye about, because he saw those bodybuilders come in from Graz, and he's like, oh, maybe I want to try that, and it began this whole thing. So,
oh yeah, it's crazy to see these old black and white photos of Arnold, and he's as a schoolboy,
right?
He's just all kind of skinny, and you can tell it's Arnold.
You can see the in his face, like it's Arnold, but it's like, man, it's like a, that doesn't look that different than how I looked as a child. And it's like,
right. Yeah.
He's, he just created his body into, this massive muscular,
into this legend.
It's crazy. Yeah. So that's pretty cool though. But yeah, we look forward to, getting some more, footage and getting some seeing Arnold's army come out. That would be great.
Exactly. Even on Facebook right now, the likes are coming in like crazy.
Oh yeah, that's
so
good.
It's been pretty great. It went from 300, now we're almost to 900.
Right. Oh nice. All right.
So if you keep supporting that page as well, hopefully
all right,
keep giving updates on the.
Okay. Yeah, we'll put that link too. That's facebook.com/Arnold's Army. Is that it?
I believe that's it.
Okay. Very nice.
I'll probably look at that right now, but that seems like it.
All right. So we'll look forward to more of that. I don't see. I have just a resolution like. I would like, speaking of fitness things, I would like to conquer the wheel of pain, push-ups, the Arnocore app that we've talked about. I just a few days ago, I finally, finished stage 6, which was one that
really?
I was stuck on for the longest time because it gets really tough at stage 6. And the last one,
that's but crazy.
After stage six, now I can say that I can do 55 push-ups in one set, if that's all I'm doing.
Whoa.
And I can do 100 push-ups over four sets. That was the last one.
Oh, my God.
So that basically
made you a push-ups machine.
Yeah, I'm feeling great now that it's that I can do that. You know, it's the kind of thing. The way the app is structured is it's just like we were talking about, this kind of, you know, incremental progress, and you're constantly just adding a few more, getting these goals, and, you know, getting encouraged by Holtz Voyer on there, which is always great. yeah, it feels good when you conquer that, and you know, you can post to the leaderboard and Facebook and all that. But yeah, it's crazy that, you know, you start out just doing like 10, you know, and it's like, oh, I can barely do that, but and now I can do like 50, so that's good. But yeah, it would be great to get to the you know, the finish line of Wheel of Pain, which is to do 100 and I think it's 102 push-ups in one,
really?
You know, one set, one massive set of 102 push-ups.
Wow, that would be incredible.
Yeah, yeah. So that would be cool.
This is all with...
Yeah?
So you could have technically a free app.
It's...
No, you have to pay for what?
Well, yeah, to get to where I am now, you'd have to pay to unlock the full version, because I think the free one lasts you up to till you get to like 25 push-ups at once.
Right. That's half, you know, halfway to.
Yeah, that's like the first, you know, first 2 or 3 weeks of the system. And if, you know, if you don't get through a set, then you go back and just try it again, and to readjust the schedule and everything. So it's tough, and there's
doesn't
definitely
sound too bad.
Yeah, yeah, and there's definitely times, you know, like I've said, I've been working on this stage six for quite a while because it's like it's really tough. And then, you know, you do kind of get discouraged, and it's like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm not going to get through this. And it's like, and then I, you know, take a break for like a week or so. And then it's like, okay, I'm coming back now. Let's give it another shot. but yeah, so it's been worth it. That's good.
But it's with you everywhere, right? It's on your phone.
Exactly. It's on my phone, so it's always like, you know, there's a little message when I wake up in the morning. It's like, today's, you know, get your ass on the Wheel of Pain or whatever. It's like,
so that's like, great.
Yep. So that's good. And, you know, I've got to mix that in with some, like, cardio stuff. And so it's, so we get that whole fitness.
All around workout there.
Yeah. So that'd be good. And then, of course, you know, resolution, I think will be easy to do, is like see Genesis 100 times when it's in theaters.
You know, I need to see it. I want to make it maybe my most in theaters, you know, viewed film for me, which right now,
mm-hmm.
You want me to tell you what it is?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's 7 times for Godzilla.
Godzilla, really?
Now,
which Godzilla? The Matthew Broderick one?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my God. So, being in the right atmosphere, young, theater right down the road.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that was a huge, like, you know, that was heavily promoted, and that was an event movie for sure.
Right, you know, so if I can make Terminator Genesis 8 times...
Yeah,
I'll be a happy.
Yeah,
guy.
you've got to get an Arnold movie at the top of that list.
Exactly.
So.
I can't have Godzilla go down as my most viewed film.
Yes,
in the theater.
Right. I don't think I even saw that once in the theater. I think I waited until DVD or something for that.
I did see Batman and Robin in the theater a lot too.
Yeah.
You know, that was just a for me anyway, at the time, I was a big Batman fan, big Arnold fan.
Oh yeah, I saw that a bunch just because it was
coming together.
It was just, you know, it was goofy fun, and that was kind of,
yeah,
that was the period that kind of initiated my hardcore Arnold, you know, fandom. Because it was the start of college for me, and I could, you know, start collecting things off eBay and
the internet,
learning more really about helped, huh? You know, reading Arnold's biographies and all that, and so that was a big event. But I think T2 still beats that out for how many times I saw it in theaters. I think T2, I just, you know, every day I could that summer, I would go and see that.
Oh, of course, if you can. I was a little too young.
Yes, I know. You were a little small, but I was like, you know, that was middle school age for me, so it was just like prime. That's like, great. Yeah, this is the most awesome thing ever. So I've got to max myself out with that.
So, yeah, you lucky son of a gun.
So we'll hopefully still get you know, a re-release of T2 in theaters at some point.
T2 3D, right?
Yeah. No. Well, we already had that. That's Orlando.
Yeah, right.
But
I wonder what
the actual
T2
in 3D.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, they would have to call it something else. Hopefully not one of these dumb things like 5D, 4, you know, it was like...
Oh, no, yeah.
You gotta have 4D and 5D and 6D. I don't know what all these Ds are, but...
There's too many of the Ds,
yes,
here.
It's like, oh, they did that with Shrek, Shrek 5D or something.
They had even a ride at Universal.
Right. Because they had
donkey
smells.
Donkey sneezes and it goes,
it smells, yeah, and the things that spray.
Oh, right, the smells.
But that's just weird.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. So that's, I don't know, it's going to be a good year. 2015 should be fantastic. As Arnold would say.
Yes! We don't have flying cars or hoverboards. We're going to have Terminators.
Yes. It's the Back to the Future year. So,
right.
Yep, we'll have some good stuff. But first we'll be coming Maggie. So, I assume it'll be first. I mean, we still haven't really heard when exactly it's coming out. But... it should be in the early part of the year.
Yeah, it's just 2004, you know. It was made in 2014.
Yeah.
Coming out 2015.
It could
doesn't have a release date yet.
Yeah. It could have been out at any time because we know the movie is done because they were going to show it at the that film festival. But the studio bought it, so they get to do what they want. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
But I think that'll be a good thing for the fans, you know.
Yep.
More people will be able to see it. And maybe even
it will. It'll be a wide
couple
release.
Reshoots.
Be a wide release. And, maybe they're going to get even better. So, well, we'll wait to hear about that. But let's see. Anything else in the world of Arnold that you can think of?
I'm trying to think here. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been...
There was a little blip we heard. Someone sent an email about this Spanish forum page where they asked Frederick Malmberg, who's one of the producers of the new Conan, you know, what was going on with it, basically, what's the status and everything. And he actually responded and, you know, it said, let's see, this is a Google translation, so it may not sound great, but he said, "It's too early to say when we will production start. Everybody is pleased with what both Andrea and Will did." Those were the writers, I believe. "And we are still doing some work on the script before we will go out to directors." So they, because the guy was asking if they had found a director yet, I think. And then he follows up, let's see, he asked, like, you know, if, you know, because he's concerned that Arnold, if it's delayed, Arnold might decide to sign on to other films. And then he responded, there is no rushing when it comes to getting the script right. Ultimately, Arnold picks the projects I feel are best, or I think it meant he feels are best and closest to his heart. And we are making every effort to craft Conan to that point. So yeah, so not too much.
That's great, though.
Yeah, it's good that
they're taking their time. They want to make the best movie possible.
Right, right. They're fine tuning the script to get it perfect, basically, to live up to the hype that's going to be about it. So it's so yeah, it's good that, you know, that is on there. If, you know, if this is actually him responding, which, you know, I guess, you know, it probably is. Like, this guy seems to be pretty open in kind of, you know, talking to the fans and stuff. So that's cool.
Oh yeah, of course.
They're not, you know, leaving us completely in the dark. And, you know, we've spoke to this guy before too, and he's kind of, you know, told us similar things. Like, yep, they got to get it to the point it needs to get to, and then, you know, then it'll start progressing from there and get pre-production and everything rolling. So we can hope that will get started sometime this year, you know, that they'll start filming it at least. You know, if they're still not getting a director, I mean, things can happen fast. You never know with these things with Hollywood and the way things work. If the right people talk to the right, you know, other people that know these directors and stuff that are excited about it, then they can make things happen. And it could be starting within a couple months, you know. Or we could wait, you know, it could go all year and still be, you know, working on things. But hopefully it will get rolling this year, because, yes, after Terminator, definitely most excited about Conan.
Yeah, me, I'm right there with you, man. So, another interesting kind of rumor on the internet right now, I'm a big Batman fan, so I've heard this one.
Yeah.
Is that some fans think that Arnold should play Deathstroke
in the
new Suicide Squad movie.
Right. I did hear some about that too. I'm not familiar with Deathstroke at all.
He is kind of like an assassin character.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from DC, mostly from Batman, you know.
Okay.
And he's been featured heavily in, like, the new Arkham Origins video game.
Yeah.
And things like that. So a lot of, you know, he's kind of having a resurgence. But he's also kind of this older character.
Mm-hmm. All right. So
he looks very much like Arnold did in Escape Plan.
Oh, okay. Like the goatee kind of look?
Yeah, he's kind of like that white goatee, white hair kind of a thing. He also has an eye patch, though.
Right, yeah. I saw a picture of that. So,
you know, so Arnold really looks.
Yeah, that would, that does sound like he could fit that.
And he's actually worked with the director before.
Oh.
David Ayer.
Oh, David Ayer. Yeah, yeah. Who did,
So they worked on Sabotage.
Sabotage, right. So, that's cool. So
it's kind of like there's some history there, you know, so if he's working on that, maybe he'll bring Arnold in.
Yeah.
And of course, Arnold has marketability.
Yes.
You know, so why not? This is kind of an all-star cast already.
Right, right. And it would be a good
bring one more big name in.
Get Arnold back into a superhero kind of movie, but he wouldn't have to be the only, you know, it's more of an ensemble thing going on.
Right, and that'd be perfect for him.
Yeah, yeah, it would keep him out there, keep him in the, what's cool and hip with the kids these days.
Exactly.
Yeah.
#true.
Yeah.
So. So, you know, it's just, I think that'll be a great idea.
Yeah, so that's a good rumor, of course. Nothing, you know, just kind of speculation at this point.
Right, of course, you know. But if Ben Affleck can have another go in the superhero world, let's give Arnold another one, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, he could do something really cool. All right, well, I think with that we can wrap up the show.
It's been fun.
The first of the new year, of the cool year, 2015. So, let's see here. We, of course, talk about the people that we always love talking about. If you like Arnold Radio News, you can spread the word on us. Go post, you know, get us on Facebook, on Twitter. Share our podcast so more people listen to it, more people subscribe, do us on iTunes, do the reviews and all that. Leave some good 5-star ratings is always good to have. I haven't checked lately to see if there are like new reviews up there. I have to see what's going on iTunes. But yeah.
Yes, but it's an all new year. Who knows what's up there?
Yeah. We gotta get, you know, we can start climbing the podcast ranks to be the number one podcast in 2015. Yes, that's a good goal. at least the number one. Well, we're the number one Arnold podcast because, you know.
Of course.
There's no competition, but we need to be like featured in iTunes. That would be a cool thing to happen.
Oh, can you imagine that, Thea?
Be good. Get more Arnold fans coming together to listen to us. So tell us how we're doing. We have arnoldradionews@gmail.com if you want to email us. We're on Twitter, twitter.com/arnoldradio. Actually, I don't think I haven't posted anything yet, but I've reserved the Twitter name. So maybe we'll start doing something.
Good thinking.
Or you can, of course, find us at thearnoldfans.com, which is the number one source for Arnold, all your Arnold news. You just go there, and Arnold himself, you know, endorses it. We've been there, been around since 1997. It's like one of the oldest sites on the internet.
Wow.
It's crazy. But we're still going strong and bigger and better than ever. So check us out there. So say hi and then check out arnoldcore.com for all your ballsy tunes that you want to rock out to when you're working out or getting pumped to watch an Arnold movie or whatever, going to the classic. That'll be, you know, of course, coming up in a couple months. So not far away for classic time.
No.
Yeah, that's more fun stuff. So, yeah, go get to arnoldcore.com, check out the tunes, download the Wheel of Pain Push-Ups app on the App Store, and start your goals of achieving more push-ups than you thought you could do before, like me. And then don't do this while you're working out. But then when you're celebrating, you know, you want to smoke a stogie and, party a little bit. You go get your cigars from Daniel Marshall, because Daniel Marshall knows his cigars. And Arnold.
Yes, exactly.
Arnold trusts him.
You do the 10 more reps than you thought. Have a little celebration.
Yes, don't go overboard, you know. Don't go chain-smoking stogies. But, you know, on occasion, you know, it's okay. He'd be like, you know, just like Arnold, you know. DanielMarshall.com for the great cigars and humidors and all that stuff. Yeah, all right. Well, I think that's it for today. So, good. Take your toys back to the carpet.
It's time to say hasta la vista, guys.
Yes, it's time for us to go. We've got to be going, always going. But
one day gone.
As always, we will be back next week with more Arnold Radio News. Fantastic.
There's insufficient time.
All right. Well, we managed to talk for an hour.
We're clear.
We are. We talked for an hour. That's crazy. No interview.
Oh, we got a lot in there.
It was like exactly an hour. That's like nice timing.
Yeah. Oh, whoa, what's...